Following the Aseret HaDibros, the Torah tells us about building a Mizbach Avonim. The Mizbach Avonim Ta'aseli. If we make this certain Mizbeach of stones, Lo Sivne Esen Gozes. It shouldn't be out of hewn stones. It has to be made in a certain way. And Rashi tells us that although the Pasuk says, V'im Mizbach Avonim Ta'aseli, although it sounds like it's a matter of if we want to do this, and if we want to build a Mizbach Avonim, this is how it should be built. It really is an obligation. It's really a when and not an if. As you read in Sefer Devarim, B'nai Yisrael will be required to construct this exact Mizbach Avonim on Har Gerizim upon crossing into Eretz Canaan. And therefore, even though it says V'im, as if you do it, really it means when. The question is, why would HaKadosh Baruch, why would the Torah employ an almost voluntary description for something if it's an obligation? If we have to do it, then why don't we use the language when and not only if? And Moshe Feinstein explained in his Drash Moshe a very powerful idea of what it means to be mitzvah observant. He said stone often symbolizes permanence, consistency, and the idea of this Mizbach Avonim is that of sacrifice. That's what a Mizbeach represents. That we are willing to give up so much to fulfill, to live this meaningful Torah life, mitzvah observant life. And living a Torah life does have, we have to forego a certain degree of convenience, maybe of luxury, of giving of ourselves. So by commanding Bnei Israel to construct this Mizbach Avonim, as they cross into Israel, that's what it meant. There will be a certain amount of sacrifices. However, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the pasuk in Parshas Yisro is telling us, don't only look at it as an obligation. Often when we have obligations in our lives, we look at them as this heavy responsibility that we're not very excited about. Often in the Gemara, it describes like a masa, like a burden. All right, I'm going to do it, but I'm not excited. I'm not enthusiastic. There's not a bren and a passion and a warmth and an overall exuberance about doing mitzvah. So therefore, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, specifically in Parshas Yisro, when it comes to this Mizbach Avonim, when it comes to sacrifice, it's telling us don't only view it as sacrifice, but rather to view it in a certain way that it is uplifting, that it is meaningful. As Rav Moshe writes in numerous places, it's about how we approach, how we look at the observance that we have, the opportunities that we have, that it's good to be a Jew. How we talk, as Rav Moshe says a number of places, how we talk about mitzvah observance, how we talk about the obligations we have towards one another, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only as a sacrifice, but also as an opportunity. So while the parsha in Devarim talks about it as an obligation, here we are reminded that it really should be looked at as an opportunity, as something that we are excited about, that we are happy about, that every mitzvah that comes our way is a chance to enrich, to enhance our lives in such a meaningful way.